Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi was in Mosul to congratulate Iraq's armed forces for their victory over the Islamic State following nearly 9 months of urban combat. Mr. Abadi said the Islamic State defenders are being eradicated. He said most have been killed and only a small number remain, and soon victory could be announced. Even though fighting continues in small areas of western Mosul, Washington Institute for Near East Policy scholar and former Ambassador James Jeffrey said it is right to proclaim victory.
The last, what we would call in military terms, organized resistance was destroyed over the weekend. I'm sure there are still individual ISIS soldiers floating around in Mosul or close to it. Certainly there are stay-behind people and essentially folks who are going to do terrorist things. But all in all, Mosul has been liberated.
Battle for Mosul has left thousands of civilians dead, hundreds of thousands displaced. A U.S.-Russia-Jordanian brokered Syria ceasefire holding in the south and southwest. Trinity University Syria analyst David Lesh said the deal is a small diplomatic victory out of the weekend's G20 summit.
It's relatively easy to agree on de-escalation in parts of Syria that do not have to do with the Islamic State. That's something that both the United States and Russia are keen to do.
So-called de-escalation agreement comes as the last round of Geneva talks begin today. Heavy clashes erupting Sunday near Libya's capital between rival factions for and against the UN-backed government of national accord. This is VOA News.